A judge has denied a bid by the Trump administration to dismiss the case brought by pro-Palestinian protest leader detained and slated for deportation by U.S. authorities. Manhattan-based U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman says the case will be moved to New Jersey, where Mr. Khalil was detained at the time when his lawyers first challenged his arrest. Mr. Khalil, one of the most prominent faces of the protest movement that erupted in response to Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, was arrested and taken to Louisiana earlier this month, sparking protests. The government has not accused Mr. Khalil of breaking any laws. Instead, officials say his permanent residency was revoked over his involvement in the protests under rarely used powers to deport non-citizens accused of undermining U.S. foreign policy. Ramzi Qasim is the lawyer for Mr. Khalil. He says his treatment by authorities is appalling.
It is absolutely unprecedented. The grounds that are being cited by the government for purportedly claiming to revoke his green card and putting him in removal proceedings. This is a person who is a lawful permanent resident. This is a U.S. person. Those grounds are vague. They are rarely used. Essentially, they are a form of punishment and retaliation for the exercise of free speech.